This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did.
We're into the
he went and named
third hour of the Alex Jones Show here. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I want to hear from the audience on this Friday what you're thinking about. Are you still on the Epstein thing? Are you thinking about Hong Kong? Are you thinking about Google rigging elections, using their power to do so? What is on the audience's mind today before Gerald Celente joins us? I'm going to go ahead and put the phone number out now, guys, and then we'll play those videos. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX. Again, is the Epstein still cover-up still on your mind? Hong Kong with China? Google rigging elections? What's on the audience's mind today? We'll take your calls, 877-789-ALEX. But first, this video is going viral on Twitter, and to me, it's basically just an encapsulated snapshot of what's happening to children right now, and what pop culture is doing, and we sit here and we point fingers at everybody and everything, and we forget that as a society we're decaying, as a society we're degenerating, as a society we're worshipping sex and drugs and violence and not modesty and honesty and integrity. And so what do you get? You get a toddler, which starts off seeming like an innocent dance routine, ends up twerking like Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball. So just dancing, just a older gentleman dancing with a little girl, probably like 5, normal dance routine, and then all of a sudden, she literally gets on all fours, sticks her butt in the air, and starts shaking it. And the guy is appalled. He literally is like, what am I seeing? This is disgusting. Honestly, I'm sick right now even having to do commentary and show this to you. I'm sick. So what happens? Your kid logs into Snapchat, your kid logs on to MTV, your kid logs on to Twitter, and what do they see? Cardi B sticking her butt in the air, shaking it, and then little girls mimic that. And you want to talk about innocence being lost? You want to talk about modesty being lost? When you're endorsing that for children, where do you think their head is going to go when they're actually reaching the age where sex is becoming a thought in their mind? Where do you think they're going to go then? Not only do you have it in music videos getting pushed with pop culture, drag queen story time. Just last week, we had the video where they had the drag queen story time at the public library, and the drag queen is teaching the kids how to twerk. What in the hell is that? So this is where culture goes. If good people don't stand up, if Christians don't stand up, if God-fearing people don't stand up, if Bible readers don't stand up, if just modest people don't stand up, you have Cardi B endorsing Bernie Sanders in one of the dumbest political interviews you've ever seen, but it's actually like, oh, this is legit. Like, this is real. Oh, Cardi B with Bernie Sanders. Like, yay, this is politics now. And then your kid dancing to music at home, your young girl is going to get on all fours like she's in a Diplo video and twerk. And this is pop culture now. This is what's cool. This is what's trendy. This is what is promoted. This is what's considered cool. I don't think so. It's not cool to me. In fact, it makes me sick. But what is it really? It's all fake, ladies and gentlemen. Just like a man dressed up as a woman. That's no woman. That's a man. all fake. And then they give children, like, this is the real world that you'll never really reach or experience, and then they end up depressed.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Do when you see that horizon that you've been fighting to get to your entire existence? Are you going to stop and stare? Are you going to turn around and retreat? Or are you going to go forward until you have accomplished, achieved your manifest destiny? Because that's where we're at right now. Globalism has been fully exposed. Literal pedophile sex slave networks have been fully exposed. Treason at the upper echelons of the United States government have been fully exposed. And it's all happened in the last 3 years. So where do we go from here? Do we lay our sword and shield down? Do we retreat and claim victory? Or do we press forward through that dark, cold night because we see the horizon? Because that's where this goes. I mean, it's only going to get worse before it gets better, but man, when you see a portrait of Bill Clinton in red heels and a blue dress, folks, you know what's going on. And it's depraved stuff, and it's what we've been talking about at InfoWars for a long time, and it's all coming out. And the old world order, known as the new world order, is collapsing. What comes out on the other side of it is determined in the fight now. Now, I want to go to your phone lines to hear your take on all this with the audience, but again, folks, they try to shut InfoWars down, they try to ban us off the internet, they try to demonize us in the media, they try to hurt us financially with all the lawsuits and legal warfare that we have to deal with here. But thanks to this audience, we're still able to exist. We're still able to persist. We're still able to break ground like today when we bring on the Google whistleblower, first live interview, and we get the top link on Drudge red linked. We just changed the world. You just changed the world. Now, InfoWars can expand. And we're trying to expand. And it's not easy around here. But we give it our damnedest. And the good news is the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are the best. We have the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best air filters at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. The best emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. We use them here. I have the water filters. I have the air filters. I take the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't started shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, what are you waiting for? We are in the trenches. We are having victories. We are plowing forward. Push us forward. Fuel our jets so that we can clear the way to the horizon and the rest of the world can follow behind. Now, we've got callers lined up, so let's go out to the phone lines and start with, where should we go here, guys? Let's go with Floyd in Virginia. Let's just start at the top. Floyd, go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been a long-time listener of InfoWars and a long-time buyer of the product.
But well, thank you.
I have so much that I wanted to say until, man, we really start. It all ties together with this Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons and the deep state. And, I mean, going all the way back, and I hate to even mention it, but, you know, with the fellow that had to I'm sorry, I got a big storm coming through right now. But the fellow right up there with Trump that had to resign because he didn't want to implicate Trump into the whole matter, because Trump obviously tried to separate himself from this whole entire Jeffrey thing. I mean,
it was President Trump that spurred the whole thing. Here's what I wish people could comprehend, though, Floyd. And it's not easy. It's not like I'm mad and upset at people. It's tough. Like, for example, you got a brief eye into the mind of Ben Shapiro and his elitism, where he trashes people that have two jobs at the same time. Well, I had parts of life where I had like six jobs at the same time. So, okay. But that's not even the point. That's just a little look into the mind of an elitist like Ben Shapiro. People like Epstein and the Clintons and these royals that were involved with Epstein, they're so beyond that, we can't even comprehend. They look at the average human driving on the highway like they look at a cockroach. You should just be smashed out of existence. You're just a bother. So it's like the whole thing with Epstein getting killed in prison. I just want people to understand, and I think the hurdle here is that people have, they have their own pride, they have their own, like, you know, nothing could possibly be better than me type of thing, but like, these people don't give a damn. They just murdered Jeffrey Epstein right in front of you and lied about it. They've been talking about a fake Russian collusion. They lie us into wars that kill hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people. Okay, so they don't care about humanity. Whoever these people are that had Epstein killed, whoever the people are that lie about the JFK and cover that up, and the CIA and all of it, they're so beyond the average human. I just wish that the average citizen can understand the power that we're dealing with, the danger of this, and how they're laughing at us right now. They're laughing at us that they just killed Jeffrey Epstein, and there's a damn portrait of Bill Clinton in a woman's dress wearing redhead high heels. These people are laughing at the average citizen. And if the average citizen isn't standing up screaming like, what the hell's going on, then that's why they laugh.
If you even ask the average citizen, you know, anything about some of any of the facts, they've never even heard of it. And a lot of the times what you get is InfoWars. InfoWars gets you literally like tomorrow's news today kind of crap. This is stuff that Alex was talking about 10 years or more ago. And when I talk to friends or relatives about this, They never even heard of this guy Jeffrey Epstein. And I knew about the Lolita Express years ago because of Alex talking about it back 2008 when he first got popped for, you know, having relations with a 14-year-old girl and stuff.
Yeah, it's like people are like, how do you do? Because all these TV people, they do 3-hour shows or whatever, 2-hour shows, hour shows. They all it's all scripted out. It's all a teleprompter. Most radio shows are scripted out and produced and have, you know, segments planned out and everything. But people say, you know, how do you do 3 hours? It's like if you had a treasure map to some huge treasure in the mountains, you know the treasure map. Like, you're not going to forget the treasure map. Like, that's what this is. Like, we're just giving people the treasure map of the information to the treasure that the media will never tell you that has been hidden for so long. Thanks for the call, Floyd. Let's go to Lyle in Idaho. Go ahead, Lyle.
Hey, Owen. Wanted to kind of echo a sentiment that you expressed a couple days ago concerning William Barr and how he handled all of this lack of security surrounding such a high-value asset or whatever you want to call this guy Epstein, in terms of what he knew and the lack of protection he was receiving. And it all goes back to Barr when he was, under Bush Sr., and he was a known Iran-Contra cover-up meister. And, his credibility, in my opinion, based upon just the empirical data that's out there, he hasn't impressed me all that much.
Well, here's the thing about that, because I understand Barr's dad and the whole Epstein connection there, but here's where it's at. It's like, I'm going to wait and see for my final verdict when it's all said and done. But even the information that's gotten out, even if you want to say, oh, Trump should have done more, Barr should have done more, which I think is fair to say, even with all the information getting out, it's so devastating. I mean, it's like this. The only way they don't care about this information getting out is if they're about to launch some full-blown nuclear war or a bioweapon. Otherwise, just this information getting out is so devastating to them. It's like, well, maybe Barr's not the bad guy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Taking your calls. I got a little long-winded. It's just these times are so incredible. I probably word vomit, but trying to explain just the fight right now of the... It's not even fair to call them the world elite. I mean, they're not even in a class that we could even understand or comprehend, ladies and gentlemen. But the barriers are starting to break down. So let's go back out to your calls. Let's go to Elza in North Carolina to lead us off this segment. Go ahead, Elza.
Owen, thanks so much for what you guys do, you and Alex and David and the crew. You guys are great. Yeah, I want you to know, let your people who are trying to do you in, like Soros and the Google and Apple and all them, when they banned you together, when they colluded to ban you, I started listening to the show. And I have a feeling a lot more people did the same thing. And I've been sharing the links. And even before that, when I used to listen to the Blaze TV and Glenn Beck used to sell this nasty stuff about Trump, I saw your videos on the documentaries on Hillary. And I shared them with my family who some of them, you know, a couple of them were like Democrats, but most of them were Republicans. Anyway, I was just really blown away by the fact that, you know, they used to make fun of Alex. And then as soon as I started watching him, I thought, he makes perfect sense. What is this? And so I start watching InfoWars all the time, and I buy the products. And I send out the links as often as I can. I'm pretty busy. You know, I run a farm, and I also work full-time and kind of getting old, too. But, you know, I really think you guys are a blessing. And, you know, I really hope that we can stop the monarchy. I think it's really deep down. I think it's the Brits. I think they've been doing this for centuries. They busted up India. They busted up a lot of empires. And actually, if you read the Vedic literatures, my spiritual master, I follow A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he actually said that England and Europe are European stock that Bali Maharaj years ago, many, many years ago, thousands of years ago.
Well, Elza, there's all kinds of different, you know, sects of power that have merged throughout time. And
right.
we're dealing with a world power right now we've never seen thanks to technology. But you're a blessing, Elza. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for spreading our videos. And I think that what she was expressing is so common because it's like you can play the video game where you simulate being a football quarterback, or you can play the video game where you simulate being an adventurer on a treasure hunt. Like, but this isn't a game. Like, cable news mostly, like 90% of it, that's just a game. It's like a simulation. Like, oh, we're pretending to be news. Oh, we're pretending to care. No, we're actually like out in the field, like looking at the trail that's been blazed, looking at, you know, the clues on the treasure map, trying to get there with you. So this isn't a game here. But, you know, it's funny, she brought up the lineup. You know, even in the middle of the censorship, we're still able to expand, and we're live 10 hours a day. Most people don't know that. We are live here at InfoWars 10 hours a day, infowars.com/show. David Knight starts it off every weekday at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, then the Alex Jones Show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then I host the War Room weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. But we're able to do this thanks to the audience spreading those links and shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you don't spread the links, if you don't tell friends and family, then nobody will. Let's go to Stuart in West Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, congratulations first off on the Zach Voorhees interview. That was really terrific, so important to get that out. The reason I was calling is to draw a comparison between the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi reporter who was murdered inside the embassy, the Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul, and the Epstein murder. In the case of Khashoggi, which was last October, the U.S. whipped the world into a frenzy demanding justice, demanding an immediate investigation. Gina Haspel, the head of the CIA, personally gave Trump daily updates on who was involved, who ordered the assassination. Countries, I mean, Merkel, Macron, every European country was all over the Saudis demanding answers to this assassination, to this murder.
No, I see where you're going with this, and yet Epstein gets murdered in prison and nobody blinks an eye.
That's exactly it. It's like it's all being shoved under the rug.
But doesn't that just show you the control of the media?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. And this is a case, you know, a perfect postcard example of the hypocrisy, of the double standard. Frankly, with all due respect to Mr. Khashoggi, who was obviously, you know, just innocent and just taken out. The fact is that Epstein was on a global basis, a far more pivotal figure. And the fact that they are just trying to disappear this entire incident with all these phony explanations and everything else, it's exactly what you just said.
No. And imagine that, too, because it's like they're all demanding answers from Saudi Arabia. I'm not even mad. I wish the media was demanding answers from Trump. I wish the heat was on Trump and Barr. I really do. It's ridiculous. But exactly, you pointed out perfectly. All this hysteria, all this hype, for weeks, Khashoggi, murdered. What, whose fault? Who did it? The whodunit story of all time? Khashoggi. But then the Epstein deal happens, which is much larger in scale, and it's just like, oh, suicide, no questions asked.
Mohammed bin Salman. They demanded answers. They demanded that he personally assure them that it was not an assassination and that he was not involved. You know, I mean, and all of these world leaders with all of this moral righteousness that, you know, justice must be found, justice must be done, the answers must be found. I mean, you compare that to this. It is just night and day. And
yeah, it really is a great example, as you said, a postcard example of how the media controls the narrative and what people care about. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Virginia. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Owen. That blue dress is not Hillary's. That's Monica Lewinsky's dress and red shoes. It's more twisted than it looks at the surface. That guy is a sick freak.
Oh, I totally. Like, this was funny. This picture and the fact that it even exists just shows the clown world we're living in. I'm not convinced. I first thought it was Monica Lewinsky's dress. Then people showed me the picture of Hillary in the exact dress. There's some rumors going on about the red heels. Some people believe it is a symbolism, a call to pedophiles and a pedophilia symbolism thing. So, I mean, but either way, whatever it is, it just shows how sick and twisted and freaky these people really are.
Hey, you know what? Judgment's coming, brother. Well, hang on.
You know, and I just hope, oh boy, that's, I mean, you think about how evil and wicked and twisted it's become and how just the average human has just watched it and even just engage in it to some extent. Yeah, judgment is coming. You just hope that it's not going to be so merciless that everybody has to go down with these people, because that's the level of Satanism we're dealing with here. That's the level of evil that we're dealing with here. And when redemption comes from God, it's not going to be pretty.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, Whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to be joined by Gerald Celente. That means it's boogie time with Gerald Celente from the Trends Research Journal. But first, folks, we've got exclusive breaking images right now. Literally, we've got the exclusive right now. They have just found a couple more paintings from Jeffrey Epstein's mansion. Let's pull the new painting up. They just pulled this one out of the Epstein mansion. Look at that portrait of Michelle Obama right there. You really have to wonder who the artist is that is making these amazing portraits of Bill Clinton in a blue dress, Michelle Obama flexing. Wasn't there another Michelle one that we found too, guys? I think that they also found a second Michelle Obama. There it is. And there it is. So two new portraits emerging from Epstein's mansion featuring Michelle Obama as a muscle-bound roid head. Amazing. I wonder what other portraits will come out. Okay, we're having a little fun. We just found those images on the internet before somebody says, oh, fake news. We're just trying to have a laugh here, folks. It's okay to laugh. Gerald Celente, Trends Research Journal, is with us. Now, Gerald,
you came on the War Room with me 2 days ago saying, look out for a major recession, look out for the market to correct itself, look out for yield, the yields to go low. Literally less than 24 hours later that happens. There's been a bit of a bump up back, but I think we're kind of still in yesterday's market more than anything. So what did yesterday's market represent? What do these low yields represent?
Yesterday's market down the Dow down 800 points represented factual data that no one could deny, that they keep trying to deny. We saw data coming in from China, very weak. We saw data coming in from Germany. I mean, these are the two, you know, power nations of the world. These are big economies. The second and third biggest economies. Germany's going into recession. You had a contraction last quarter. You're looking at weak data coming in from all over the world. The UK, the pound is plummeting, and they're moving toward recession. Look what just happened in Argentina. Their market's down over 40%. The peso's down over 25%. Go around the world. India. One after another. All the economies are going down. And what they're doing is they're lowering interest rates around the world. New Zealand has record low interest rates now. They just lowered them last week 50 basis points. Australia's record lows. India, I just mentioned, they're down four times they lowered interest rates. So there are real problems going on.
What did the election in Argentina mean for these markets? Because it was tough for me to get a lot of information out of Argentina on this, but it appears it's kind of not necessarily a Trump-Bolsonaro candidate, but more of that ilk than of the globalist ilk, and it seems to be causing problems in Argentina. Is that an accurate analysis?
Yes, it is an accurate analysis, in that the guy that's in there now, Macri, and they had a primary election to see what's going to happen in the coming months. They have the official election, I believe, in October. Now, he got slaughtered. Macri was built up, and we've been writing about this for months. Matter of fact, we did a big article in the November Trends Journal on it. And the reality is that he's one of the white shoe boys. They were so happy they were going to bring a pro in there. This guy's a businessman. He knows what to do. He's going to straighten this deal out. Yeah, they went to the mob, the International Mafia Federation, that people like to call the International Monetary Fund. And they borrowed $56 billion to pump up the economy. $56 billion, the most that the IMF ever loaned out. Hey, we'll loan you the money, but here's what you got to do. I don't want the people having any benefits, pensions. They get nothing. And you raise the retirement age till after they die. Well, I'm going to give you the money. I want it back. You sell everything that you got over here. They're in a deep depression. You got 23% unemployment. You have inflation going up yearly by over 50%. You have the peso plummeting. The guy was nothing more than one of the front men for the mob. That's why he's out of there. Now they're bringing another mob back in. So one mob's replacing the other.
As we see the stock market yesterday, again, I mean, a little recovery today. I think the story is still yesterday's market.
It's nothing. Versus
what's happening in China. I mean, what is the world watching as they see the tensions in China and Hong Kong, the trade wars with China and the United States, and the markets fluctuating so, I mean, sporadically?
Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. You mentioned what's going on with China and Hong Kong. Now let's look what's going on with India and Pakistan. India's in deep economic trouble. The guy Modi, that just got reelected prime minister, promised, the markets are way down. They lowered interest rate four times in a row. Look at the new car sales that just came out in India. They're in the tank. Had nothing to do with trade wars. The whole economy is going down around the world.
When all else fails, they take you to war. You know, I want Kashmir. You're going to rip up that 1947 agreement. Screw you, Pakistan. I know we've been fighting about it. You believe it's yours. I believe it's mine. We've killed over 50,000 people there already. But I'm going to get my people's mind off the problems they're having economically. And we're going to take over Kashmir. Go back to what's going on in Hong Kong. 7 million people in Hong Kong versus 1.4 billion in China. Who do you think's going to win? Anyway, what happens when they win? They wipe out the Western banking system's Asian headquarters in Hong Kong. This is going to be a bank war between China and its allies and the United States and its allies. It's already happening. This thing is going down big. History is repeating itself. We're in the 1930s. Trade wars, currency wars, Great Depression, World War II. Here we are in August. Trade wars, currency wars, the greatest depression, World War III, if we don't change the course.
So what do you think the course change needs to be? I mean, the president is begging the Fed to lower interest rates and help him out, but doesn't seem to be getting the response he wants. What do you think the president needs to do?
It's not going to help that much. The last time we were in a recession, the Fed lowered interest rates 5 percentage points. They got 2 to go. That's all they have left. They're going to come up with a scheme. All the central banks will. They'll pump it up artificially for a while. That's why we don't see the greatest depression really becoming, hitting the public so they really know it until probably about a year from now. So, what can he do? Redirect the energies of the nation to a more positive future. Number one, again, is my Occupy Peace program. Bring home the troops, close the bases overseas, secure the homeland, put them to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. Happened during the Great Depression, the WPA, Work Progress Administration, Hoover Dam, the highways, bridges all over the country. We bring that energy back in. Number two, what we do is rather than supporting the military-industrial complex to build these deadly weapons, we start developing alternative energies for real, putting trillions in to come out with the newest of the 21st century. We start building the 21st century and finally shrinking government. From city level to federal level. You talk about Trump, look at the budget they just passed. $1 trillion a year loss. We got to start shrinking budgets on a national level, personal level, state level. All of us. We have to prepare, prevail to prosper in the coming greatest depression.
You know, I kind of want to just in the next segment, I think it'd be fun. Maybe me and you should just, you want to just take 10 minutes and just bitch about taxes?
Sure.
I'm so
I could go all day.
I'm so sick of paying taxes. I can't even drive on a road that doesn't have 10 potholes in it. It's a joke. We'll be right back. I'm sick of taxes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Overdue, I think. Gerald Celente and I are just going to sit here and just, because everybody's so sick of paying taxes. I mean, it's like, you buy something and you pay a tax on it, and then the government comes back a month later and says, hey, you owe us taxes on that. You're like, for what? But before we do that, folks, we've got big specials. Now, Gerald Celente has his Super Male Vitality on his desk right now. Now, as Gerald Celente says it, when it's boogie time, it's Super Male Vitality time. You can take that for whatever you want it to mean on the dance floor or, you know. But there's all kinds of great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you are trying to get a little extra boogie time in on the dance floor or after the dance floor, Super Male Vitality is great, but Alpha Power is even more strong. And when you combine the two, folks, you better be active. You better be ready to be a toxic masculinist if you're going to be combining Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, let me tell you. And those are just some of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got air filters, water filters, the emergency food supplies. Hey, you don't want the economy to collapse. You don't want there to be a larger world war conflict. But if there is, you're going to want to have an emergency food supply. So we have emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. They're on sale right now. Big savings on emergency food supplies. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on air because we don't have big marketing, commercial advertisement packages that people buy. We don't have big billionaires funding us. It's you, the audience, true grassroots, true independent media here at InfoWars. And the formula is you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We do the broadcast at InfoWars.com/show. You share the broadcast with friends and family because, well, we're not allowed to. We're banned. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com. This segment is brought to you by Super Male Vitality because we're with Gerald Celenti. Now, Gerald, so I
have... Before you go on, before you move forward, you were talking about your to be prepared and the meals that you can, the survival gear and the meals and the filters and all the things you have. This is time to prepare so you can prevail and prosper. You know, you prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you lost nothing. If the worst happens and you haven't prepared, you could lose everything. So when you're talking about storing up on food, water filters, everything that you need, and again, one of my GCs, 3Gs, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Because when this breaks out, things are going to get very ugly, and you may want to get away. And you better, you know, learn how to read a map and find out back roads to where you want to go to get away, because the whole system will be down. So when you have all these products that you're talking about, you know, a lot of them really have to do with, you know, survival in its truest sense.
So, Gerald, I had to recently pay a license renewal fee for my vehicle. And it's actually not so bad here in Texas, the property taxes, but in other states it's really bad. But, you know, I'm sitting here, yeah, probably in New York, you know, they chop off your arm. This is what I want. This is exactly what I wanted right here. So anyway, so they send me the bill. You know, it could be worse, but it's just, you know, it's like somebody's coming and, like, knocking you on the back of the head with a baton or something. You're like, oh, like, ugh. Like, maybe you don't have a concussion, but you're kind of stirred. And I'm like, you know, so I have to go pay. So here's how it goes. So I have to drive to the government office to pay this bill. As I'm driving down the roads that I pay for via the government, I hit 10 different potholes, probably ruin my axle. Then I get to the government building, and what? I'm waiting in line for an hour because there's 30 schlubs ahead of me. And then finally I pay the bill for the roads that don't even work and the lines that would take too long to get through. So it's just, I'm so sick of getting taxes. I want to cut taxes. I'd start cutting taxes and never until I die, if I was president. I'd literally be like, all right, I'm just cutting every tax until I'm out of office.
Well, we could start when we didn't have a federal income tax. And I believe that Woodrow, may he rot in hell, Wilson, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks, who's the Princeton president, gave us those. When he started World War I as well, gave us the Federal Reserve, do away with federal taxes. We should not be paying them. Look, all of these jobs, again, I began my career at a graduate school. I was the number two guy running the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, New York. I mean, it was a city of like 300,000 people. I was working on all the Westchester County campaigns. They sent me up to Albany. They were grooming me. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I've been with presidents, princes, prime ministers. All these things are, is that politicians create jobs for their friends. Morons and imbeciles call them bureaucrats. That's all this is. We should not be building one new government facility, city, state, or federal. We should be, again, with Trump building the budget, they should have been cutting the budget. Big time. I don't want to pay more money to give it to cowards, liars, freaks, and fools that people call bureaucrats. I'm sick of paying school taxes. Here's the way I look at it. The more kids you have, the more you pay. The less you have, the less you pay. I don't have any kids. I don't want to pay for you. Oh, by you educating our children, they're going to help you. Save it. Save it. Don't want to hear it. You want to have kids, you put them pay for school. I don't want to pay. The taxes are ridiculous. I'm up here in Kingston, New York. We got this little nothing boy of a mayor, a little gutless little clown that cut down the trees in front of my most historic buildings in America, the only four corners with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings where the seeds of democracy were sown. The whole place looks like garbage, and they keep raising your taxes. The taxes I pay are enormous for nothing. The taxes they're going to raise on us, Owen, they're going to raise taxes on us as the economy goes down. They'll find new ways to shaft us so these worthless garbage people can keep their jobs.
No, they already figured it out. I got them figured out, Jill. This is what their new plan is. This whole minimum wage thing is such a front for them getting more tax dollars because they're going to raise the minimum wage, say $15, $20 or whatever, and then they're going to raise the percentage of taxes. So, look at me. I'm getting paid $20 an hour. Well, no, you're not. They're going to take 60% of that now, and now you're actually only making $9 an hour, and the government's just getting more money. To me, the minimum wage hike is just government going deeper into your pockets.
And add on to that, I'm telling you what's going to happen. I was talking about what happened with Argentina. Same thing in Brazil. They shaft you on one end and raise the taxes on the other end. They call it austerity measures. They're doing it in Japan. They're going to try to raise the tax there 10%. They're doing it all over. They're going to raise our taxes any way they can. Whatever they charge us for, they'll make up something new. It's the same thing about the legalization of marijuana. What do you think they're legalizing it for? It's already legal. Mother Nature made it. No, we're going to take control of it so we can get more of your money. The higher you get, the more we make.
No, that's a good point. And then they even talk about, I think there were just stories out about how Colorado has become the first state with a $1 billion pot industry. And they're taxing it, you know, pretty high, pretty steep. So, but it's just like, I mean, so do you think though,
they're making more money? They're making more money on taxes on pot in Colorado than they are on booze. And what right do they have to tax us to drink alcohol, to smoke pot, to take it as a medicine, whatever? We got liars, cowards, freaks, and fools running our world and ruining our nation. Morons and imbeciles call them Democrats and Republicans. I call them the Bloods and the Crips, murderers and thieves.
I've had a change of heart. I think I want to pay more taxes.
And you should vote for Mr. Boogie. Raise the taxes. Matter of fact, one of the taxes Mr. Boogie's going to put on you is a fat tax.
A boogie
the
tax?
The more you weigh, the more you pay. That's right. The more you weigh, the more you pay, because look at the obesity rates in this country.
Hey, that might actually help.
Look what we're going to have to pay for all of these people that are going to become very ill because they won't take care of themselves.
Oh, I hate that. Like, that's the thing, too. It's like, if you are a healthy individual, like, I take really good care of my body. I mean, I'm not perfect, but, like, I have to pay for someone's health care that smokes a pack of cigarettes every day, that doesn't exercise, that eats unhealthy. Yeah, you're right. No, I want to. I want to pay more taxes. I'm a Democrat voter. I hate Trump's tax cut.
And Republicans, too. Repulsivekins. Democrats and Repulsivekins.
Trends Research, The Trends Journal, Gerald Celente, always fun. Cut the damn taxes, please.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.